Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Brian.
In reference to episode 786, which is Law School Should Be Online, do you think location and rank of the school matter less with an online JD? How does online impact going into a physical regional school? It feels difficult to identify how online JDs will fare in the job placement numbers since many schools haven't graduated fully online classes yet. How would someone pursuing their JD fully online weigh schools, especially given there are less than a dozen ABA online schools?
People need to get their own job anyway, independent of what the school's going to do for you. I think people assume that if they just... they're going to go to law school and then it's like, oh, well, career services, they're going to sort me out and I'm going to get a job because of career services. That's not how it works. You're going to hustle your way to a job. So what do you, Brian, want to do? What area of law are you looking to practice in? Do you have any connections to that area of law? If not, can you start building those connections to that area of law? And when you do an online JD, I mean, look, there's no difference between in-person and online education as far as like the substance of it. You're going to learn the exact same shit. The exams are going to be the exact same exams. And so like the action happens in your summers, especially your summer after your 2L year. If you want to go in big law, that's where you're going to be involved in on-campus interviewing based on your first year grades. You start doing OCI during your second year. Then you get hired for a job after your second year of law school. I don't know how online... Have you heard anything about that, Ben? How online JDs are going to do OCI or if they are going to have OCI?
Maybe they'll just do them in Zoom or maybe they'll... No, I haven't heard anything, but... I guess what I keep thinking, and this is touches on what you just said.
It seems better than what OCI is normally. OCI normally is like a bunch of people in suits, like stalking the hotel. Like they'll rent out a whole floor of like a local hotel so that they can have the different suites for all of the different firms that are there. And then it's this whole big stress bomb and everybody's sitting there with their suit and their briefcase or their pad folio or whatever. And they've got their, and they're like just sitting there stressfully waiting for their appointment to go in one room. Instead, you could just be online and there could be firms from all over the country in the room. I mean, it does seem like they could do it better. I just don't know if they are.
Yeah, and I wonder how important the medium is to getting those interviews and then getting those callbacks from those OCI interviews. But in any case, I just think about online schools. Okay, so they are hosted by a physical school which has a rank. I think if you get a JD online or in person, I'm speculating here, but I don't think any employer is going to give a fuck. I think they're going to be the exact same as if you got that degree there. They're just going to say, what? You got a degree from this school? Oh, okay. That's a local school. It has this rank. We don't hire people from there, or we do, or whatever. And they're just going to treat that degree the same. I don't think they're going to look at it any different.
I agree. Yeah. They might not even see it on your resume.
No, you just have a degree, right? From that school.
Or they might not see it on the transcript. It's just going to be whatever the school is. That's the name that they're going to see. And that's, I can't imagine that it's going to hurt you at all. I mean, even if your JD is fully online, presumably you are going to have rights to go to that school. Like if you want to go to the school and you want to do on campus, whatever they're offering, I'm sure you could, right?
Yeah, it's just their way of expanding their reach. They're just trying to get more bodies in, paying them money. So I would do the same thing we do with all our schools. What's the rank to the extent that that is remotely important?
Yep.
How much are you going to have to pay?
Yep.
Are you cool with graduating with this degree from this university?
And then I would just investigate the jobs that you actually think you're going to get. I would go try to talk to those actual people. What do they think about it? What a couple of podcasters think about it, I don't know. We can speculate. That's what podcasters do. But what do the employers themselves say about this? Are they going to care? I think if you present an employer with a particular school that's offering a particular online program and you ask them, hey, is there a difference between going to this school and going to the online version of that school?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to say no. So the question then is, does that school carry any weight at that job? That's the question that you should be asking.
Yep. Or should I get this job? Do you like your work as an attorney?
Yeah, right. And when they say no, you should listen to them. So many people that go down this road where they're like, yeah, my mom and dad are lawyers and they keep telling me not to do it. Also, I got this mentor professor at school and he's telling me also I shouldn't do it. But I don't want to be that kind of lawyer. I want to be a different kind of lawyer. Yeah, so I'm going to do it anyway. Those are the very cringy stories.
Brian, let us know what you find out and let us know who you reach out to. Just reaching out to people in the legal field is going to be a huge win. If you listen to this episode and go do that, you're going to learn so much more than what you will learn from this episode. And
yeah, please don't take our speculation to mean anything. Please go out there in the world and try to do some investigations on your own. Thank you for writing in though, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Email daily at lsidedemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.